This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel has decided to reopen a crossing into northern Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid into the hard-hit area. The move follows a warning from U.S. President Joe Biden to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a phone call on Thursday that the United States would potentially condition support for Israel's offensive in Gaza on it taking concrete steps to protect aid workers and civilians. Freddie Joyner reports.
At the White House, spokesperson John Kirby declined to elaborate on what specific changes the U.S. would make to its policy toward Israel and Gaza, but said the U.S. expected to see an announcement from Israel on steps it's taking to protect civilians and aid workers in the coming hours and days.
We want to see that even as the Israelis work through their investigation, that they are willing and able to take practical, immediate steps to protect aid workers on the ground and to demonstrate that they have that civilian harm mitigation in place.
Israel said on Thursday it would adjust tactics in the Gaza war after describing the attack as the result of a misidentification and that findings from an investigation would be made public soon.
Freddie Joyner reporting. President Biden on Friday will visit the U.S. city of Baltimore where a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse.
As we all know, six individuals tragically lost their lives when the Francis Scott King Bridge collapsed last week. They were hard workers laboring in the middle of the night to repair potholes on a bridge that tens of thousands of travelers crossed every day. The president will meet with loved ones of those individuals during his trip tomorrow.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The Biden administration has approved $60 million in immediate aid and promised the federal government will pay the full cost to rebuild the bridge. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report says that thousands of illegally trafficked firearms in the United States came through unlicensed dealers. We get the full details from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
New data released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says that more than 68,000 illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. between 2017 and 2021 came through unlicensed dealers who are not required to perform background checks and are not required to keep records of their sales. Almost 60% of closed cases during that time period that could be traced involved people who had previously been convicted of a felony. The Biden administration has separately proposed a rule that would require thousands more gun sellers to get licensed and run background checks. That proposal quickly drew protests from gun rights groups who contend it would ensnare regular people who sometimes sell their own guns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rescue workers on Thursday continued to save people who remain trapped following the strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Authorities say at least 10 people died, more than 1,000 were injured in Wednesday's 7.4 magnitude quake. Currently, 18 people remain missing. U.S. authorities are trying to track down the thieves who stole as much as $30 million in a burglary in Los Angeles. We get the details from the AP's Norman Hall.
Thieves got away with $30 million in cash from a money storage facility in Los Angeles by breaking into the building on Easter Sunday. Police Commander Elaine Morales told the Los Angeles Times, which broke the news of the crime, that the thieves were able to breach the building as well as the safe where the money was stored. The operators of the business did not discover the massive theft until they opened the vault Monday. Media reports identified the facility as a location of Garda World, a global cash management and security company. The LAPD is saying only that the theft is being investigated with the FBI. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge has ruled that migrant children in makeshift camps along the U.S.-Mexico border, waiting to be processed by Border Patrol, are in the agency's custody. While advocates argue the federal government is responsible for the children, the federal government contends smugglers send migrants to camps they are not yet in federal custody. NASA says it's investigating whether an object that crashed into the roof of a home in the state of Florida came from the International Space Station. The 2-pound object was taken from Naples, Florida to the Kennedy Space Center to be examined. No one was hurt at the home. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.